From Story Flow Daily, Sam Science Brief, Cochrane reverses on PSA testing, Hantavirus Masterclass with Baguma Titanji, and U.S. vaccine policy on uneven footing. Welcome to Story Flow Daily Science. I'm Sam. The clinical evidence shift worth absorbing. PERSTAT, a new Cochrane review, concluded that PSA blood testing is likely to reduce prostate cancer-specific mortality. A significant change in the evidence base that could encourage wider screening adoption. Lead author Juan Franco at Heinrich Heine University Düsseldorf presented the finding at a Thursday press conference. For 15 years, the prevailing Cochrane and USPSTF posture has been skeptical of PSA screening because of overdiagnosis and overtreatment concerns. This update doesn't eliminate those concerns, but does reweight the mortality benefit side of the ledger. Watch for USPSTF guideline update activity in late 2026. The masterclass clinicians should bookmark Per Inside Medicine, infectious disease expert Dr. Baguma Titanji at Emory University delivered a video Q&A on the Andes Hantavirus cluster, the outbreak emerging from the MV Hondius cruise ship exposure now generating national quarantine unit detentions in Omaha. Titanji walks through the clinical presentation, transmission dynamics, supportive care protocols, and the differential diagnosis tree clinicians should be using for any febrile illness with recent rodent exposure history. The session is more useful than the day's news coverage for any practicing clinician. The structural public health read, Per Unbiased Science, in partnership with SIDRAP at the University of Minnesota, U.S. vaccine policy is operating on uneven footing. The CDC currently has no permanent director. Dr. Erica Schwartz is still awaiting Senate confirmation. Multiple senior vacancies, and the pressure of an active hantavirus response. The piece's framing is operational, not political. Even routine vaccine policy updates are at risk of being missed in the cycle because there's no settled signing authority for ACIP recommendations. If you advise on immunization programs or pediatric practice, the 30-day uncertainty window is real, and the big Think Cosmology piece worth a quiet read. Ask Ethan, is the universe the same age everywhere? The short answer is roughly yes, but the subtleties, the way time dilation in deep gravitational wells affects local clock rate, the relationship between cosmological time and proper time for observers in different reference frames, are the kind of intuition builder essay that everyone working at the boundary of physics and cosmology should be familiar with. That's your story, Flow Daily Science. Sources in the notes. Sam out.